Recently, Jake and I decided that we would cannibalize a couple of old hard drives that I had lying around the house. And the reason for this is because I saw a video on YouTube about taking one apart to turn it into a wind chime. And I thought this was exceptionally a great idea. So I did. I found a Torx screwdriver, took it apart, and I got the plants out of it. And you can make some great noises with hard drives. Platters. And magnets. I got a few different magnets out of the hard drive. I'm going to be talking about those in a minute. But I'm over here, in the corner of the room, in my living room, where there are some singing bowls. Now listen to this. And this. Similar note, different item. Hard drive platter. Bowl. Different harmonics, but same note. I found that quite fascinating. So this thin hard drive platter came out of a 200 gigabyte hard drive, if memory serves. And it was an SATA hard drive that I had. It was an old Maxter. And I'm going to hang this on the kitchen door handle now, for reasons it will be apparent shortly. Now I need to go in here, because on the back of this door, on a hook, which I've now taken off, is a thicker platter, which rings in B flat. Pure tone, very interesting sound. And this came out of a 320 gigabyte IDE drive, older than the SATA drive, but bigger, and again Maxter. It's thicker, and it's easier to ring with my finger. And do that with. Very bizarre. I've also hung them up. I've got four platters because there was two platters in each hard drive. I hung one up on a curtain rail over here so that when the wind blows, it will hit the wall a bit and make a dingy sound. Where is it? Here it is. Not very nice, yes, admittedly. I do want to put it on a proper string at some point, but haven't done that yet. But because different platters sound different, because of the thickness of them, you can do rather interesting things. So we'll go back to the kitchen door handle here, and you can spin it gently like this, and that's boring. But if I can get it right, then it will sound like an engine slowing down, because it runs around the door handle so much so that it's actually the inner ring, which is slightly wider than the door handle is, that makes it make a great noise. Let's see if we can do it. That's what I'm talking about. That was quite fun. I've done better though. Let's try one more time. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So that was spinning it around the door handle so fast that the inner ring is actually moving as well as it's spinning. So it's kind of orbiting the door handle, if you will. So that was the thin one. That was the F ringing one. Let's try the B flat ringing one and see if we can do it with the same thing. Different sound, if you can tell, slightly. So yes, very noisy. But Jake and Alice loved doing that yesterday and annoying me and Mummy. But I can't speak. I'm not exactly setting a great example, am I? But now, let's see how close to concert pitch, although this piano doesn't need a tune-up, these are. I'm at the piano. Not bad. Not bad at all. I mean, this is hardly going to win Tuning Fork of the Year award or anything like that, but it does amuse me that it's reasonably close to concert pitch to be recognisable as the note B flat. And now for this one. It's flatter. It's not E either. It's halfway between. And I know that my piano does need a tune, but it's not that out. But incidentally, if you remember, we'll go back over here, it's very close to that tuning bowl, which means that the tuning bowl is also not quite concert pitch. Interesting. Here is singing bowl. Did I say tuning bowl? Singing bowl. It's an interesting sound, that. I just like the differences in the harmonics. It's quite hard to ring, this one. You have to really try hard to ring it in a decent way. Flicking it with my nail begins to hurt after a while, because the stick just isn't quite the sound I want. You have to get it right on the edge if you do that. So, yeah. And lastly, a hard drive magnet and a table. It's still at my desk here. Now, I will attach the hard drive platter to the underside of my table with the hard drive magnet. And then, of course, you can do that with it. It would make a very, very small holder, and it would have to be something very light, because the magnet is all that's holding it to the table at this point. Moving it backwards so the pitch changes. But when it's at the very, very edge of the table, you can do that. It's like a sort of demented ruler. And then that happens because it fell out. So that was a thinner platter. Let's try with a thicker platter. Yes, I know this is entirely ridiculous, but you know what? That's okay. This is how the best sounds are made. It's from ideas that you find in your house. Yeah, that's not bad. Hard drive platters. Joyful things, aren't they? Bye-bye. To the one that fell on the floor. Thanks for that. All right, one last thing. This is how we started. This is how we'll end. This is the thin spin. Move it out of the way. This is a thicker spin. It got beat up by my drinks coaster, which is on the table as well. Now, can I spin one in each hand for two spins? Let's see. Clearly, my left hand spins better than my right hand. There we are. Bye-bye.